It's true that Ganda women are among the very best dressed in Africa, elegant and stately, and the manners and intelligence of many of the people are considerably more advanced than that of most African people elsewhere. There are good reasons for it. Nature has provided them with far more facilities for an agreeable life there than in most other parts of the continent, and this is reflected quite clearly in their music and their way of living. Their musical instruments belong to the Nile Valley culture, and harps and lyres, played in Uganda, bear a strong family likeness to similar instruments drawn on the walls of Egyptian tombs. I have no doubt at all that the music played by David to King Solomon on his harp must have sounded far more like modern Uganda music than like any European tune. I'll play you a record of a Uganda harpist. His name was Temusebu Mukasa, and he lives in a small village about 12 miles north of the town of Kampala. Temusebu sings the legends of the country, many of which refer to the events and scandals of the royal house. And this particular song refers to the sad end of a good harpist, a man called Ganga, who got involved in the unstable affections of one of the princesses a few generations ago.
Nasolo ganga ora motema kengalo jeza jeza bichama nasolo ganga hekemba mulire ngalo bitondo ulire ngalo chegere tinko habanga kavaka walugembe jalya mingo nasolo ganga habanga ulire walugembe jalya namara nasolo seba habanga ulire ngalo jeza jeza bichama chegere tingalo kitanga wenda bekirunje ninda bitanga nemara sima zono wenda bekirunje ninda bitinga nemara njagala kitanga wenda bekirunje ninda buhuntu nasolo ganga hakendo kokere ngalo jeza jeza Got it.